Hello and welcome to the Cafe Hustle podcast, and I am delighted to welcome back Barbara Casey of Mobile High Five. Now, we spoke to her back in April about her SMS marketing service that she does, a full service, so it takes that basically off your hands. But now we're looking at, there's a new element that they offer, and that is using your phone line as a new marketing tool and how that can really help you deal with more customers, direct them in the right place for your mobile ordering. A whole host of benefits to our industry beyond just, you know, a phone call where that could ring out and you'll lose a potential guest. So in this episode, we're going to look at all those elements and so much more when we get back from thanking our sponsors. Do you want to save you and your manager's time spent on admin, help you save on labor costs, and make life easier for your team members? Why don't you check out Road to Cloud, which is used by more than 4,000 businesses. It's a people management platform for shift-based teams, and it can really change how you run your business. Try for free for 30 days by visiting thecafehustle.com/Road to Cloud and change how you run your business forever. Barbara, thank you very much for coming back on the Cafe Hustle. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Nice to see you again.
Yeah, really good. It was back in April. We've just been looking up when it was you actually came on the podcast. Well, that's when the episode went live. I think it was right at the very beginning we first spoke of the Cafe Hustle. But and things are have obviously changed for your business, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah. But first of all, I want to just recap on your purpose. What's your mission?
So our mission is really to bring the same sophisticated mobile marketing technology that the large companies have been using for, you know, 10, 12 years or so, to bring that access down to the small business, the small restaurateur, the guys that have sort of been left out of the mobile marketing revolution. And our focus is 100% on text engagement. We don't do apps. We don't really think apps are really necessarily the way to go unless you are the type of organization that really wants your customers to be able to pay through an app. Then there's some benefit to that. But the issue that we have with apps is it limits your engagement to only those who have downloaded the app. And often when people download apps, they disable the notifications function. And so as a tool for engagement with your customer, it's just not all that effective. It can do other things like that payment feature and such. But a lot of the things that you can do with an app, you can now do with text because we utilize what's called a web app that has a lot of the same functionalities as a downloaded app, but it's not something someone has to download. So it doesn't limit your scope as to who you're reaching. And it has some of those same geolocation marketing capabilities that apps come with. And of course, the engagement is much higher because you're reaching, you know, everyone instead of just those who download your app.
And just give us a brief overview of what your business is. What do you provide? What services do you provide?
So we are a mobile marketing specific agency. So we are focused 100% on the mobile channel because we really feel that it has the biggest, it can have the biggest impact on a business. And we are specifically focused on that smaller business versus the large franchises and things like that. Although we do work with many, many multi-location businesses, but they tend to be independently owned family businesses versus, you know, the large corporate owned businesses. Because like I said, we really want to level the playing field for that smaller guy. And that's really kind of why I went into business.
Yeah. It's a big change now. Certainly we know the digital revolution's really been coming for a long while, hasn't it? And I think, and I know we spoke about this last time, the pandemic really changed how we interact with our customers. And certainly in hospitality, it's not as simple now as just expecting your customers to keep coming back. The choice they have now is massive. Mm-hmm. And it's about trying to find a way that we can interact with them beyond just when they're in or coffee shop, certainly I know from the SMS point of view, it's all about collecting that contact information, not so we can bombard people with, you know, huge amount of offers all the time, but it's keeping us as a business front of mind in what is a digital age. And I think, again, we spoke about this last time, SMS marketing is, it's actually, there's a big resurgence of it now.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And you know, the statistic is that 85% of people today would rather get a text with an offer from a business than an email. And social media is really, I say, don't put all your eggs in social media because, or, you know, in that basket, because social media is a rented platform, which means, you know, you're building on someone else's land. And so all of those followers that you've spent so much time cultivating on Facebook and Instagram don't belong to you. You know, and I really do believe that just because of the sheer size of the Meta platform, they're just one cyber security event away from being shut down or disrupted. And, you know, when they're shut down, as we all saw, there was a shutdown not too long ago, and everyone freaked out. And the issue is, you know, and there was a local business that actually had this happen to them. They had an Instagram account with 10,000 followers, and they don't really know what they did, but Instagram shut them down, and they couldn't get their account back. And, you know, if you've ever had to interact with Instagram, there's no one home.
Difficult.
You know, so she couldn't get back her account. And so she had to rebuild all of those followers from scratch. And, you know, that's why the data, it's so important that you own the data. And when you're working with these DoorDashes and these third-party delivery apps, you know, they really own your data and they control who's seeing that data and when. And you're also in a sea generally of a bunch of different companies, you know, and their offers. So it's not like it's not giving you the benefit that you could if you built that database yourself. So we're all about helping small business owners build that database, do it legally, get that proper opt-in, and keep them opted in. Because, you know, getting them opted in is just step one. You got to then keep them there, because at any point they can just reply stop and gone. So we really we're a full service operation. We do not, this is not a DIY platform. We are not just a platform. We are both platform, program design, ongoing management, strategy, the whole Megillah. So we really take marketing off your plate.
And I think certainly, like, I know to hospitality businesses, email marketing has been something that they've never really looked at. But even so, like you say, from an email point of view, I know I only check my emails twice a day routinely, because otherwise, you know, and the amount of emails you get now,
it's
from
crazy
places that you've given your email address to, it's a very busy place, an inbox. Whereas a text message, again, when phones first came out, mobile phones, that was the marketing tool of choice, you know, sending an SMS to people. And it died a little bit as we moved to email. But really now, I don't miss any text messages on my phone. Every text message that comes through, I generally get distracted by it and I'll look at. And this is the power of that. And I know we're going to be talking about something slightly different today, but which is a way of basically call handling in a way. Is part of that about capturing some of that data to feed into the SMS side?
When you opt in, when you get someone to opt into your SMS program, you are capturing their data. And you can capture, of course, at its simplistic state, you capture their phone number. But then during the opt-in process, you can ask them for additional information. Like we do, we ask them, you know, would you like to join a birthday club? What's your birthday? They reply with their birthday. Now we can automatically send out a birthday offer a few days before their birthday, on their birthday, whatever, you know, we decide is the best mode. And we can get them to come in and hopefully bring their family. And then you've got some nice business at least one day a year from every single customer. We can also ask them, you know, I mean, it depends on the data that's valuable to that business. And that's part of what we help a business isolate. But we can really target based on any data point that we can collect. We don't, none of the data that we have is obtained, you know, nefariously or scraped or anything like that. It's all, we ask the customer, they give it to us, we use it. And so that's why SMS is that powerful, because it's data the customer is willingly giving you. It's not data that you've collected just because they made a purchase with you. So that's, there's two types of data. There's first party data, which is that, that I just described. Someone's made a purchase with you. They had to give you their phone number because, you know, it was required as part of the purchase. Now you have that. That doesn't mean you can text them legally just because you have it. So zero party data, which is what SMS is based on, is data that the customer willingly gave us in full knowledge that we're going to be sending them texts and this other data, their birthday or whatever. Again, they willingly, it was a value exchange. I will give you this information in exchange. I'm going to get a special offer on my birthday. So that's why people stay with these programs. They don't, we don't see a lot of opt-outs because there's a value exchange. And in between those times when you're delivering those offers, you're going to be interacting with them on a regular basis. And it's a branding point at that point. You're just keeping your business top of mind. So when they're thinking about, oh, you know, where should we go today? Oh, let's go, you know, to such and such place, because, you know, they feel like they have, you know, sort of a relationship with you because you're always talking to them.
Now, well, presently, hospitality's got an issue around its staffing numbers and the availability of staff. Obviously, even places that have got all their team members, they're dealing with high levels of sickness absence, etc. Coupled with an increase in, well, customers coming through the door as well. You know, as people are adjusting after the pandemic and ordering, you know, to take, ordering to go, or like you say, the curbside stuff. So what we're talking about, Answer It is what you've called it. What is Answer It, and how does it help businesses tackle those issues?
So we developed this product specifically because we were seeing this extreme shortage in the hospitality, you know, staffing in the hospitality industry. And also my own experience when I would call places and I would be placed on hold, or people just wouldn't answer, or I'd leave a message and, you know, I'd reach out through Facebook, or I'd reach out through, and people just aren't responding because they don't have the staff. And so we were really trying to figure out if there was a way that we could help those businesses, you know, deliver the information that their customers are calling about, those routine requests that can be handled with a text message, that don't need to interrupt staff to answer the phone. Now think about it. If somebody's calling your restaurant to place an order, the average time they spend on the phone with you know, for taking an order could be anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. So if they're taking that order, two things are occurring. One is there could be human error. They could get the write down the order incorrectly, and then you've got a dissatisfied customer. But more importantly, what about the other people that are calling at the same time, and you're missing those calls, or you're placing them on hold because you're dealing with this one customer? And even more importantly, you're not focusing on the customers in front of you. It just, the whole thing doesn't, it makes no sense. So what we came up with was a product that is a combination of a phone tree, which everybody's probably familiar with. Press one for, you know, to get to sales, press two to get to customer service, you know, all that stuff. So we've merged that with our texting technology. So that when someone calls, the first thing they hear is press one to get a $2 off coupon, or $1, or whatever is appropriate for your business. And press two if you'd like to speak to someone live. Press three if you'd like to place an order, press 4 if you'd like to make a reservation. You know, those are, it's all customizable.
Yeah.
And so what that does is it makes sure that those people that do still want to talk to someone live get that right at the early part of the phone tree. The most important thing that we want to do is to deliver that $1, $2 off coupon, because what we're doing in that regard is we're now building that text marketing database for you. So what happens is functionally is they say, you know, press 1 to receive a $2 off coupon. They hear in their ear, we're going to send you a digital coupon, press 7 to receive the coupon. And when they press 7, they're effectively opting into your marketing database. So now you have a way of engaging with them going forward, and you have access to all of the other features of our technology, the geolocation marketing, the mobile coupons, et cetera, et cetera. Press 2, if you want to speak to someone live, those are the only calls that you'll actually hear ring in your business. Everybody else is going to be handled. So if they press 3 to get, you know, they want to place an online ordering, we're going to text them your online ordering link so they can go directly to place that order. If they want to make a reservation, you know, we're going to send them the link to your open table or whatever you're using, yeah. Resi or whatever you use. You know, if you do have an app and you want to drive people to download that app, that could be one of your options. Press 4 to, you know, to get a link to download our app. You know, really anything that we can deliver by text, we can do in that phone tree, and it's completely customizable. And then the other thing that's really easy to do is to change that outgoing message. So if you have a change in circumstance, or let's just say, and this isn't going to apply to, you know, a coffee shop type of scenario, but let's say you're a restaurateur and you're booked for tonight, right? You can just say, change your message and say, we are fully booked for tonight, you know, Wednesday, October 3rd. Please press 3 if you'd like to make a reservation for another day, you know? So now people know right out of the gate that you're booked tonight, right? So you can, you know, it has that live dynamic feature to it. And it's going to take care of your customers' needs, you know, without having to bother you. Still give them the opportunity to reach a live person if they so desire. And here's the best part. We can answer 100,000 calls simultaneously. So there will never be a missed call. And honestly, when I asked business owners how many missed calls, you know, they think they're losing, they have no idea. But the statistic is that, you know, 84% of callers will cease doing business with an organization that doesn't answer their call or puts them on hold too long, or, you know, too long. So it's important that you focus on this customer service component of your business.
We're going to take a quick break to thank our sponsors, but when we come back, we're going to be looking at the impact of this system on the human connection. And we know we talk about that a lot on the Cafe Hustle. We're also going to look at what the journey looks like for the customer, because obviously that's connected to their experience, and how this really improves both the customer and the employee experience. So we'll jump into all that after we get back from thanking our sponsors. When you've got a business to run and customers to look after, the last place you want to be is in the back office, planning rotas, processing timesheets, and calculating your payroll. RotaCloud takes the pain out of people management by providing a single, easy-to-use platform for planning and sharing staff rotas, managing annual leave, generating payroll reports, and much more. Join more than 4,000 other business owners who are already using RotaCloud to save time and money every day. Head over to thecafehustle.com/RotaCloud to claim your free 30-day free trial and start reclaiming your workday now. And I know, certainly, apart from the fact that a member of your team is tied up dealing with the phone call as well, I'd imagine, are you getting a lot of people who, although businesses have got, like, say, an online ordering platform or an app, mm-hmm. that they still are ringing in to try and speak to someone to place that order? Is that part of what the issue or part of an issue that you are solving? Is that, because I know you mentioned that you can drive them towards the app or the website where you can order. But has that been a key thing that you're seeing in the industry that's happening?
What we're seeing is a lot of people just find it easier to call. They don't want to have to look up how to get to your online ordering thing. So what we're doing is we're driving more people to that tool, which helps you because, you know, your order accuracy is going to go up, but also you're going to, people are going to be able to place their order more quickly. You're not going to have to deal with it. And you can pay attention to the people that are in front of you, which is the most important thing. So and here's the thing that we see. So that during the first 30 days, there's an adjustment period for everybody, for customers and staff. The customers initially are going to be like, I don't know about this. I don't like this. I want to talk to someone real, whatever. But then slowly over time, they will start moving to your online ordering more frequently. They still have the ability to talk to you live. That's not been taken away. They can still do that. But what you're going to see that is major is your staff is going to be doing the happy dance. And the most important part about solving the staffing shortage today is making sure your staff is happy. Because happy staff breeds more Absolutely. Staff.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a big thing that we talk about regularly on the podcast is about how we can, the difference it makes when you've got a happy team, not only to the customer experience, but as well, people who are potential employees see that you've got a happy team as a happy environment. And again, when we talk about the recruitment crisis, this, it all adds up to helping break down this issue that we have of people not wanting to work in hospitality, because it's a hard business to work in. And if we aren't doing something to show how fun it is and keeping our teams happy by using tools just like this, then I can't see us really coming out of it the other side. We're going to have to really change the image of hospitality,
right,
if we're going to break that down. But I think certainly by providing this, I know in our team, when the phone rang in our cafe, there's people that would run a mile from the phone because they didn't want to answer it, or they'd prefer not to answer it, which
exactly.
was one of the big challenges. But when we're through a busy period, there's nothing worse than hearing that phone ring and it carry on ringing and then stopping without it being answered. You know, when people are tied up serving the customers that are right. in your coffee shop,
right.
having that experience in your coffee shop. Right. And this genuinely deals with every single, like you said, was it 100,000 phone calls at once?
Right, right. So you're never, and here's the other thing. We can do multiple languages. So if you live in an area where,
wow.
you know, you yeah. need French or you need Spanish or you need whatever, we can have,
yeah.
you know, we can accommodate that because the voice that we're using for this technology is AI. So we can just program, you know, press, you know, 2 for Spanish, 3 for Chinese, whatever you need.
Yeah.
So we can accommodate, you know, multiple languages. That said, we still are only able to deliver this product in the US and Canada. Just because texting is location specific. So that's the limitation of because I know you have a broader audience than that.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is you have to start thinking ahead. You know, the next generation that's coming up, they literally only communicate via text. They don't want to talk to people. So you need to be ready for that. You know, while they're, you know, some of your older folks may still want to talk to people live and they'll punch through on, you know, number 2 and they'll get their live person. But 80% of the rest of the people would just rather get what they need and get it fast. Nobody has patience for anything. And they certainly don't want to put on hold. That's the most annoying thing.
Yeah. And as business owners, we don't want to put people on hold, even right. on the phone, you know, because it's, right. again, it's all part of the experience. I know we talk a lot about how important the human connection and the interaction is, certainly from a community building point of view. And I know you talk about the option there of people being able still to speak to the people, to your servers in the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Is there an issue around this actually breaking that human interaction element? Have you seen any issues with that, or anyone who has got any objections with using it in that way?
Because we put that prompt right up at the top, because we don't want, I mean, the other annoying thing about phone trees is you got to listen to all of the options, you know, and it's, I don't know if you've ever had those customers, you know, that you call like the big companies and they're like, press one for this, that, you know, and the one you really want is like the live person. And that's like nine or zero. Right, you have to listen to all of the options before you get to the one you really want. Well, we put it right at the top because we don't want to create that friction. If someone wants to talk to someone live, we want to facilitate that, but we also want to facilitate all of those other people who just want to place an order and they want an easy way to do it, you know?
Well, I think really as well, it's not only just serving the customer here, we're actually collecting that data as well, which is
exactly
really important. And so what was from a customer point of view then, what's the journey through? So say they wanted to take the offer of the coupon. What would they do in terms of running through, obviously, the press number one? But how would then the business be in a position to use that information that they provide, their text messages, for future offers? Are they able to do that? Is there an extra process that they have to go through from the customer's point of view to opt in to those other offers?
No, once they opt in, they're opted in. So then you can.
So they opt in on that just by claiming that coupon.
Yep. So now you're building a database, and then you know, we have loyalty programs that we can implement. We can just do pure text clubs where you're just periodically sending out an offer. We can have the redemption be right on the phone. If there's not a loyalty program, we can just have them, you know, click a redeem button so we can track it. You know, your best bet, honestly, is to integrate it with a loyalty program. And the reason why I say that is because there's so many other points of engagement that happen as part of that loyalty program that are beyond just that once or twice a month offer that you might send via text blast. So you're missing out on that ongoing engagement.
And I know we went quite deep into how they would work in the previous episode, and I'll link to them in the show notes if anyone wants to go back and really understand the power of SMS marketing they can do. So how would people find out more about this service then and get in touch with you and potentially get it into their business?
Sure. So unfortunately, I've not updated my website to actually include this product. So your best bet is just send me an email. Which is just Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, at mobilehighfive.com. And Mobile High Five is just what you think, M-O-B-I-L-E-H-I-G-H, and the number 5.com. So,
and I'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well, because like I say, this is going to be very useful to a lot of people, depending on, like, especially people who have got very busy locations and are dealing with high volumes of phone calls as well. And it's all about serving our customers better, but we're also serving our team members better as well by having something like this.
Well, and let me just say one other thing. It essentially turns what was historically a pure expense, i.e. your phone system, into a marketing tool. So not all, you know, yes, you have to pay for the service, but you're getting something back because now you're building that data that, again, you own, and you can then have further engagement with those folks to get them back in the door.
Yeah, I didn't really think of it like that. You're right. We're spending money on having a phone line, and you know, and why not use it to collect the data? And this is something we're talking about, is finding ways to collect data so we can reach out to our customers, get in front of them. They're on the smartphones all the time. We need to find these different ways of reaching them. And this is just another way that we can do that. But like you say, something that would normally be a dead end, especially if we can't answer the phone, that even that contact information, whether it's however it is we collect it, whether it's through the coupon or through the reservation or online ordering link, we're now, it's another opportunity to to collect that data that is so valuable. And again, like you say, we own it then. We're not waiting for Facebook to flick a switch and
turn
off our audience overnight.
Right. And here's the other thing that's kind of cool about this. Can I just say one more thing? Those folks that have multiple location businesses, what's really nice about this is one of the options we always, of course, provide is, you know, press whatever the number is to leave a voicemail, right? So somebody could, one individual, the manager, the general manager of all these locations, the owner, whatever, could remotely monitor those voicemails, and they come in, they can come in as transcribed voicemails. So you can just log on online and literally read the various voicemails, prioritize which ones to return the call. And then there's a one-click callback feature. So you don't even have to sit there and listen to all the voicemails. You can actually read them, which is kind of cool.
Wow. And are they searchable?
The voicemails?
Like, can you search for terms inside the transcriptions?
I mean, I would imagine it would come in as a, you know, I'm sure, on a Mac, you can. Yeah. You just Command F and you search on. Yeah, so I would imagine so.
Yeah, it's always something that's quite powerful, isn't it, to be able, and certainly in that instance, because you could be looking for some specific thing that, you know, if it's a complaint even or anything like that, you can find them. I'm just thinking off the top of my head here. But listen, Barbara, thank you so much for coming on again.
Sure.
Great to have you back on the Cafe Hustle.
Thank you.
And appreciate it. I think it is. It's all about inspiring people to think differently about how they interact with customers in this case. And like I say, it's a channel that would normally fall to a dead end, and now this technology gives it the opportunity to make it useful for both the customer and us as business owners. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us today.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate the opportunity.
If you're finding you're spending a huge amount of time during the day taken up by staff admin or dealing with the communication with your teams, you need to check out Road to Cloud, which will save you time, money, and a lot of headaches. Head over to thecafehustle.com/Road to Cloud to get your free 30-day free trial. So in an industry now that is relying so heavily on digital interaction with our customers, these types of ways that we can collect their contact data, in this instance through our telephone system, collecting mobile phone numbers, it allows us to add them to our alternative ways of marketing. I know email is a big thing generally from an e-commerce point of view, but we're not necessarily always on top of email communication in our business. We want to be just a quick reminder to people that we're still here. And like I say, social media fills that gap to a certain extent, but we also need to think of these alternative mediums. Like I said in the episode, SMS was one of the first things that came about from a digital marketing point of view when mobile phones became more prominent, before email took over and then obviously social media, and it was almost forgotten. But when I think to the text messages that I get throughout the day, they are just there to remind us of that the business is there, that here's an offer, come and use us. I know certainly locally to me, there's a great pizza chain that are regularly, every Friday I get a text message and it reminds me that they're there. If I wanted a pizza, they're already top of my mind. That's just, you know, they're in my head already in a way. So yeah, it's great to be thinking about these alternative ways that we can get in front of our customers, reminding them that even if they are part of their daily routine and they come by to our shops every day, we still need to be potentially getting to do an extra visit a week. And this is the sort of thing that we're now talking about, is be top of mind, be first choice when they think I need a coffee or something similar. So yeah, really consider how we can collect that data. And like Barbara said in this episode, use your telephone line as a marketing tool and collect that data. We have to be very creative how we do that, but yeah, it adds another dimension to how we can interact with our customers. So anyway, again, I appreciate you spending this half an hour or so with me on the Cafe Hustle, and the messages that I'm getting from so many people about how useful this is. I really want to hear your views, what you would like to see more of, what you want to see less of as well. This is all about serving the community, serving you as one of our audience members. And yeah, let me know. Again, my email's andy@thecafehustle.com. I know it's always there. I'll always reply. I want to hear your views. I want to make this be more valuable to you, because at the end of the day, the more people that we can help through the podcast, the happier I am, and obviously the happier they'll be as well. But yeah, again, thank you again for joining me, and I look forward to welcoming you back on another episode of The Cafe Hustle.